Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Welcome in. This is Country Roads Confidential at Earsports.com. This is a Paramount podcast. I am Mike Sazza, tagging in a partner from out in Illinois. This is Jeremy Werner from Illini Inquirer. There is a orange and blue flavor here in the Golden Blue in Morgantown. An assistant coach, two players have joined the basketball program here. Illinois influence in Morgantown, so we have to go out to Champaign thereabouts to get some explanations. Jeremy, thanks for helping me out here. And then do we owe you a coach, a player to be named later? Can we get you a staff writer or something like that? How do we make this even?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been through West Virginia on my way to New Jersey. I don't know if I've spent a lot of time there though. So maybe a Yingling. You guys got Yingling out in West Virginia. You can buy me one of those if I ever get through there. Something like that.
We do have it now. I used to have to cross the border into Pennsylvania to get them before, but now I'm aging myself. That's a thing that used to be. It isn't anymore. We can definitely take care of that. That's all you want. Piece of cake.
I'll take that. You're getting three guys. I think when I think of West Virginia and Bob Huggins, I think of three guys who kind of fit that. And I think three guys at this program will really like.
All right, let's talk about that, because there was obviously a connection between Brad Underwood and Bob Huggins. I'm not saying that Chester Frazier is a Bob Huggins guy, but if certainly one of the proteges gets an assistant coach, maybe there's parameters that match Bob Huggins. But more to that, West Virginia also did recruit Sincere Harris. Had some conversations, I guess maybe more with Imani Hansberry. Harris, not so much. Interaction is not an offer, I don't think. But they kind of fit a little bit into the West Virginia image a couple of years back, at least, too. Yeah. You saw them up close and in person. You know a little bit about Chester Frazier as well. And you made the connection to West Virginia. I'm not saying connect the dots, but what about those players and that assistant coach does kind of align with what West Virginia had been and what it may be now?
Well, I want to start with Chester Frazier, because Chester and I were in the same class at the University of Illinois. He came in, I came in after that 2005 run to the national championship game, which Darren Williams, longtime NBA All-Star, Luther Head was a first-round draft pick, but D. Brown was the face of that team. And Chester kind of looked like D. Brown with the braids, the headband, everything, but he was a completely different player, and it was all about defense. Chester Frazier was an under-recruited guy that Bruce Weber found out of Baltimore, had a really rough upbringing where he lived in poverty for most of his life, but he made it out through basketball, and it was mostly through grit, determination, and effort. He was not a great scorer. I think he averaged about 5 points a game for his career, but he was a team leader, a team captain, and really an overachiever throughout his life. And, you know, he was a great defensive player. And he, you know, became an assistant under Bruce Weber in his mid-20s. Bruce Weber got him out of professional basketball overseas. I believe he was in Germany at the time, and brought him over to that Kansas State squad that they won two Big 12 championships with Chester on the staff. They went to an Elite Eight back in 2018. And then when Brad Underwood had three assistant coaches all leave him in the same offseason after Illinois earned the number one seed in 2021, famously lost to Loyola in the second round of that tournament. But Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman left for Kentucky, and Stephen Gentry left for Gonzaga. Chester Frazier was one of the first guys that Brad Underwood brought on staff, because he knew the place. And I think he really You know, Brad Underwood played at Kansas State. He's coached at Kansas State. So he had heard good things about Chester, and getting an alum at that time was a really popular move. But he also just kind of epitomized Brad Underwood's everyday guy culture. And, you know, Chester was successful here. He helped Illinois win two Big Ten banners, one regular season championship, one Big Ten tournament championship, and get to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2005. Something, you know, these are things that Chester never accomplished as a player. But the last several years, the last 2 years especially, Brad has really leaned into the transfer portal. Illinois has become one of the haves in college basketball, not only because of their success on the court, but it's a really passionate fan base. They have deep NIL pockets, and playing in the Big Ten helps when you have that kind of money to spend on your facilities, your coaching staff, all of that. And Chester at heart is a guy who wants to develop. He wants to find his guys like a Sincere Harris, like an Imani Hansberry, where I think he can really develop those guys. And he's a defensive guy. And Brad Underwood has done this pivot from the West Virginia style that he kind of brought into Illinois early on. And he's gone more towards offense wins championships. And that's just not who Chester Frazier is. So the reason Chester left his alma mater is because, one, I think Brad Underwood just didn't see the fit there with him from his side of it. And Chester wants to be a head coach and to be an associate head coach at a place like West Virginia, a proud program. It's had a lot of success under Darren DeVries, who's I really respect from what he did at Drake. I think it just made sense for those two to part their ways because Chester just feels differently. I think he thinks defense still wins championships and still is a big part of this, and he wants to develop guys. So I think he's a really good coach. I think he's a better fit there because his East Coast connections in Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., it's easier to do that. And you're already seeing that. Like, Imani Hansberry is a really good player. We can dive into that a little bit more. I think he's going to be really good at West Virginia. But Jaden Epps was another guy he recruited out of that area that went to Georgetown and transferred after 1 year. A lot of those guys were transferring after 1 year just because it didn't fit with Brad Underwood after a year. But I do think he brings some things to a rebuilding West Virginia program that can play well.
All right, great stuff, Jeremy. You laid out a lot of thoughts I had there, too. I think you look at alma mater, two-time All-Big Ten defender there, doing great work, good money, too. Why would he leave to come to Morgantown? And sometimes you think a bad thing happened, but it could be a good thing, too, that aligns with what he wants in his career, and he's going to do it his way. Why not do it at a place that'll have you? So that answers all that questions. And by the way,
I think the other thing, sorry to interrupt you, Mike, but like, he's probably going to be a head coach at an East Coast school. And being in West Virginia might help him, right? Like, just because those schools will probably be looking at him a little bit more. He'll be recruiting in that area a little bit more. So I thought that made sense for him too.
Okay. So he brings some good baggage with him too. Baggage isn't the right word. We'll just go with it. He brings some good parcels with him too. Harris intrigues me because all of the allure is there when he's in high school. He plays as a freshman and then an unconventional move this past season to redshirt. Understandable, and you can explain why, because that roster was very good and maybe he would not have cracked it, and who knows what if he squanders a year locally. Was that a popular and understood, a controversial decision, and how does it look for him on the way out, even though he will be somewhere else?
It was a surprise because he did it I think the day before the season began, and I don't blame him for doing it, because I think personally you look at it now, it was a smart decision. He didn't waste a year being a 5 to 10 minute a game role player. He really, for this Illinois team that was loaded, I mean, Terrence Shannon, Marcus Damask were on the wing, right? Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn, a freshman, came in and kind of stole a role because offensively he gives more than Sincere Harris. And you just had a bigger lineup. Ty Rogers is a 6'6" kind of do everything but shoot guy. And Sincere Harris is like a 6'3" do everything else except shoot guy. So they just went with a longer, bigger, stronger option for that role. So I think it made sense, but I don't think Brad Underwood was all that happy about it, because Sincere Harris could help this team. He changed games as a freshman. Now, he only played 10 to 14 minutes a game, but he could come in and just give you a defensive spark, like instant energy. He gets on the court, you know it. So Devin Witherspoon was an All-American cornerback here at Illinois. He was number 5 pick in the draft, the Seattle Seahawks, and just a ball of energy is his best attribute. Sincere Harris plays like Devin Witherspoon does on the basketball court. He's just tenacious. He can really get into people's grill, force them to guard 94 feet. And he changed some games with his energy, his effort. He can really attack the glass. He's an explosive athlete. For people that don't know, he played at the same high school as LeBron James, St. Vincent, St. Mary, and helped, I believe, lead them to a state championship. And he was one of the best players on that team. So you're getting a defensive ace. He can be a shutdown guy who gets multiple steals, gets runouts, gets those effort plays. Like, that is who he is, and it aligns a lot with Chester Frazier. But he is not a scorer. He is not a proven scorer at this level. He shot better than we thought he would as a freshman from three. I think it was 30%. But if you go and look at his conference totals, I believe it was under 20%. Shot 20% from the free throw line, which is a problem for a guard. But he is explosive. And I think maybe the best thing out of this redshirt year for him, Mike, and he helped Illinois scouting, scout team, because, you know, when Illinois had to play Iowa State that had this pressure defense, he was the guy kind of pointing it. So I think he really helped the team in that way. But he got to be the go-to guy on the scout team. So he probably built up some confidence offensively, got a lot of reps as kind of a go-to guy offensively. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that does for him. I think his floor is as a rotational defensive impact guy. He was a scorer in high school, but does that translate to the high major level? I'm still unsure, especially at the Big 12 level, but he's still got some development, but he's long, super athletic, and just super tenacious on defense.
What is the development structure like there? Do they have a guy who stays around when the team travels, like a redshirt's going to stay home and not be on the bench in Purdue, for example? Do you have any capacity for any idea for his capacity to improve and what they've built into their program? So he's not just a guy getting scout team reps. When the team is away, he's going to be working on his body. He's going to be working on his 3-point jumper. I'm just trying to figure out what we could expect the next time we see him live.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, it's kind of rare that anybody redshirts anymore, Mike. So it doesn't happen that often. But I can tell you, Illinois' development is really, really strong. I mean, one of their most famous transfers here the last couple of years was Brandon Podziemski. Was freshman year, played very little because it was a veteran-laden team, won the Big Ten championship. He transfers to Santa Clara, which transferring down a level was the best thing he could do. And he goes on and becomes a first-round draft pick, but he got development while he was here at Illinois. Part of that was Brandon putting in the work. He's a really talented player, obviously. But Illinois is one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in the country. That's not just me saying it. It's a lot of people outside of Illinois and Adam Fletcher. So Sincere Harris has had 2 years of that. Chester knows that too. So I think you're coming in with a guy who's gotten a lot stronger during the last couple of years. And then skill development wise, Tim Anderson is a former NBA developer of guys. Like he used to be an NBA trainer. Right. Before he was an assistant coach in the college level. And, you know, he sat out a year, I believe, and he's trained guys like Anthony Davis and some of the biggest names in the NBA. So he's gotten that plus Chester. Like Chester, that's his guy. Sincere is his guy. So, you know, the past year they've been putting in a lot of work. So Darren DeVries, I don't think he's getting in a raw player. No, maybe raw offensively, but you've gotten a guy who's gotten a lot of good development over the last 2 years.
We saw Amani Hansberry last year, and this is a player that West Virginia got in on probably late in the process. I don't think he was too long before he committed to Illinois after West Virginia got involved. And I'm really intrigued by him, and it sounds like you are too. He has the size. Looks like the frame could hold more weight and muscle for sure. He has some offensive game he moves, but, man, his hands are excellent, which that can not be there or come very slowly to a big guy too. And you can do a lot with really good hands offensively, defensively. There's a lot to work with here. What did you see? What do you see from someone like him? Changing up a little bit offensively, too. They didn't really go back to the basket, face to the basket too much. And maybe he's a back to the basket project. I don't know. I'm kind of projecting here. You would know better than me.
I was excited about what Amani Hansberry could be as a sophomore. I thought he had earned the chance to have a lot of playing time, but Illinois has a top 30 big man coming in, and Merez Johnson. I was almost a McDonald's All-American, but he was the Illinois Mr. Basketball. And everything that Amani does well, he does probably as well, only he's 6'9" instead of 6'6". Like, Amani is an undersized post player, but he is really impactful in a lot of things he do. Again, another Chester Frazier guy who you know is going to give intense effort on the glass. He's a really good defender. He held up really well against the Big Ten big men that he did play this year. His issue last year was he was going to have a huge role potentially over Dane Danger, who had a huge impact on Illinois late in the season. And he transferred to Memphis and probably going to be a double-digit kind of scoring guy there. But Amani was going in the direction of earning a role for Illinois in their rotation, but he had a back injury that set him back. And he only played in half the games this year. But I love everything about his game except that he's 6'6". 6'7", maybe on a good day, if they want to list him at that, but he's really strong. He's really improved his body over the last couple of years. Just intense focus on rebounding. And I think there's an offensive game that he can develop a lot. He showed against UConn, he was one of the few bright spots. He came in late in the game. The game was out of hand already in the Elite Eight. And he had a couple threes. Like, he can stretch it out a little bit, and he's got confidence in his shot. So I think he can be a versatile player in that if you have a five who can be a rim runner, Amani could stretch the four a little bit, but he also can battle in the post, get you a lot of rebounds. He's not really a rim protector, even though he's got long arms, but he's a really good passer. I think as he gets more time, I think this is a guy that can be a double threat most games. If he was your starting center next year, starting four man, I could see that because I thought there was a reality that Illinois could have him be that last year, but they've added more length. They're trying to upgrade at every position. And once Chester left, it was clear that Amani would probably follow him. So I think Amani Hansberry can be a really good starter at the high major level. And I think this is the one I would be most excited about so far that West Virginia has gotten, because I think he can be a 2-3 year impact player that is a double-double threat.
Yeah, it's incredible to think about transfer portal and players with multiple seasons left, too, to give to a team. That's, again, unconventional, but, hey, they get two of them here, too. I want to go back to Chester just for a second here, too. Defense, defense, defense. I think Bruce Weber and some of the teams he had at Kansas State, not as familiar with his work when he was in the Big Ten. Some of the stuff he did before that, and Chris Lowry, one of his disciples, too. I think pack line stuff and sagging and protecting the paint. And that's something that Darren DeVries did early on when he was at Drake, when he had some good defensive teams. He's trying to figure stuff out. I don't know his thumbprint, though, when I'm talking about Chester here. What type of defense does he prefer? Is it a let me coach what Underwood tells me to do? Did he have a style that he impressed upon the Illini?
Yeah, Underwood has certainly gone to a drop, you know, kind of pack line defense. Illinois' philosophy the last couple of years under Brad Underwood has been force tough twos. Yeah. Stop things at the rim, collapse on people that are driving, and run people off the three-point line. So there, if you want to shoot mid-range jumpers and runners and beat them doing that, they're fine with that. They're going with the math. I do think Chester would like to be more aggressive on the perimeter and get guards who can get into people. Illinois didn't really have that this past year outside of Terrence Shannon Jr., who's 6'6" wing. Talent-wise, he's a first-round draft pick. It's just the off-the-court stuff that's got to align with him. But I think Chester is more of that. I think he'd like to get into people. Man-to-man defense is what he wants to do. I'm interested to see because – I think Chester's going to have a say. I don't think he had much of a say in what Brad Underwood wanted. Brad is a dominant head coach. His son, Tyler, is basically the offensive coordinator. Zach Hamer, who's an assistant coach, a non-recruiting assistant coach. He basically is the defensive coordinator. And his assistants help, and they do all the skill development. But I would imagine Chester could be that type of defensive coordinator. So I'm really interested to see what he does. But he does come from that Bruce Weber tree of guards kind of getting into you man to man. But certainly the last couple of years, he's been part of a scheme where it's run you off the 3-point line and collapse on you in the paint.
One more before we go, Jeremy. West Virginia fans are familiar with Brad Underwood for a couple of reasons. One, Oklahoma State in the Big 12, brief amount of time. Prior to that, he really popped the balloon of a great West Virginia team when he was a Stephen F. Austin. He had Thomas walk up. They pressed. They were really kind of like punch for punch with West Virginia. They were like a smaller version of West Virginia and beat them in the first round of the tournament. It was a stunner. Did you foresee something like this when you got a guy who was mid-major for so long, cup of coffee in a power conference, and then you drop him into Illinois in the Big Ten, which, again, has played for national championships, has great pedigree, great potential. You've mentioned some of the resources here, too. Overachieved, underachieved. Achieved. How happy is he? How happy are the people there? Because it doesn't seem like an offseason carousel comes around where someone doesn't say, I think you can get Brad Underwood from Illinois. And I always go, are you kidding? Guy's pretty happy there and doing good work too. What's the mood? What's the temperature there?
Well, obviously after this past year, like Brad Underwood got the gorilla off his back of finally getting the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. He'd brought Illinois back to the Big Ten's top tier. And for people that don't remember, like, when Bill Self was here for 3 years, Lon Kruger, Bruce Weber, the early tenure when he had Bill Self's recruits, this was as good of a program as Michigan State. And then Bruce Weber just was unable to keep it there. He just didn't recruit at that level and just did not have the talent that they needed. So Brad's able to get Io DeSumo, an NBA draft pick, All-American, Kofi Coburn, an All-American, and Terrence Shannon, and guys like that that have taken them to the next level. Marcus Damask was a phenomenal player this past year. But to go back to your West Virginia roots here, I thought when they hired Brad out of Stephen F. Austin running this spread offense, running this press Virginia kind of defense, I thought he was going to be Illinois' John Beilein. I really did. I thought, you know, Michigan had such success finding the X's and O's guy who got the most out of some under-recruited talent. And this, of course, is before the transfer portal, right? You had to find talent, develop it to your scheme. I thought he was going to out-coach people, and that's how he was going to win. It's turned into Brad Underwood has just become this talent accruer. The portal, he has leaned heavily into it. NIL has really helped Illinois. But the biggest thing for Brad is I think he's been really adaptable. You don't think about that for a guy who's in his late 50s, now early 60s. That he'd be this adaptable. Like, Tom Izzo has been stubborn to change. And I think that's really hurt Michigan State and capped their ceiling the last couple of years. Brad Underwood has leaned into all those things because it's what he knows he can do to win. He knows he's at a place that will support him. I mean, his AD has given him a top 10 salary, given him a top 10 assistant salary staff pool to get somebody like Orlando Antigua from John Calipari back to his program. So that's been my most interesting thing is he's over-recruiting his guys every year. He has leaned into, this is what we do offensively. The analytics is what we're going to do defensively. So he's been different than we have thought, that I thought he would be when they hired him. But there's no doubt he's been a huge success because Illinois, for about a decade there, was a bottom half Big Ten program. There's no reason this program should be. And I know it's nationally not the program, but regionally and in the Big Ten, from the 80s to the 2000s, this was one of the better programs in the country, and he's got them back there. And now he's making these aggressive moves of getting Antigua and letting Frazier go and, you know, over-recruiting Sincere Harris and Imani Hansberry because he feels he can get more talent and he wants to win a national championship. It's the one thing this program does not have. They've been to Final Fours. They've won Big Ten championships. They have not won the national championship. And he's making these big boy moves to try and get them there. So we'll see if he can do it.
That is Jeremy Werner. You can find him at jwerner247. I'm going to have a hard time spelling Illini Inquirer. I have a hard time even saying that. But the Illinois 24/7 site, that's been a go-to for me for the last couple of weeks, trying to figure out who's coming aboard from Champaign. Nobody else left in the portal from Illinois that West Virginia can get their hooks into, right? I think it's empty right now.
Well, Luke Goody just entered if you need a shooter. It sounds like the Indiana kid is going to get a lot of Big Ten interest here. Another good player that's made a good impact for them. But Chester didn't recruit him, so I don't see that happening. I think he's going to stay in his Big Ten footprint. But Illinois has only got three potential returning players, depending on if Coleman Hawkins comes back for a fifth year. So their roster reconstruction has been pretty absolute here.
West Virginia has five right now, too, so we could put together a pretty good team, I would think.
That's right.
We'll see what happens. If you need to, we'll give you a call. That's Jeremy. Jeremy, thanks a lot. Literally couldn't have done this without you. Until next time, I am Mike Casaza. We will talk to you then.